Anuman Parman Sabda Parman, Pratyaksha Parman Anuman Parman Sabda Parman. So there, Sabda Anuma, our Sabda Parman is
where does Anubhav come? Yeah, correct.
Anubhav comes.
Yeah, so where does Anubhav come all the Pramanas? Actually, Sanatana Goswami is talking there not from an analytical or philosophical point of view. He is talking about it from an experiential point of view. The point is that we accept that what scripture says is true. But how will I know that it is true? It will be through my Anubhav.
That's the reason you quote the example of chanting.
Correct. By chanting, we experience the transformation. So, see, generally speaking, when we talk about use the word pramana specifically, we talk about it more in a philosophical sense. This is the way to know this, this is the way to know this, this is the way to know this. But ultimately, the philosophy has to be lived and experienced. So, when Sanatana Goswami refers to it, he is not referring to it in the sense of an analytical body of knowledge. So, for example, now how do we know that, say, the ecstasy that Gauranga Mahaprabhu has offered is higher than the ecstasy that, say, Dadar Acharya has offered? That is something which is actually experienced. It is something tested. So actually the Bhagavatam talks about both these things. The first verse is Dhimahi. It ends with Dhimahi, contemplate. But then the third verse is Pibhata Bhagavatara Samalaya. So it is relish. So the first verse is talking about meditation, third verse is talking about relishing. So there is tattva in the Bhagavatam itself. In the first verse there is tattva, satyam param dhimahi, and then muhuraho rasika vibhavataha pibhata bhagavatam rasamalaya. So there is rasa also to be relished. So as far as dhimahi is concerned, for that we have Pratyaksha Anuman Shabda, which Jiva Goswami in Sarasamadhi divides into 10 pramanas. He talks about cheshta and upaman, like that he has divided these three into further categories. But when it comes to rasa, relishing, then it is actually anubhav. Krishna talks about it, pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukham kartumam. So the susukham part of bhakti, it is a rasa. You know, I cannot logically or analytically quantify happiness, isn't it? That has to come into an experience. Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam.
You said that 3 points, like you explained.